Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi, Emma. Today we're talking about a fascinating role at Bay Systems that's helping to shape the future of pilot technology.
That's right. We're joined by Andrew Batty, the Human Factors Research and Technology Lead for Bay Systems Air Sector. I see.
Andrew's work combines psychology and engineering to study how pilots interact with aircraft systems.
So, starting with the basics, what exactly does human factors research involve in the aerospace context?
It's about understanding how people interact with their working environment, in this case, an aircraft and its systems.
Right, and how does Andrew's background make him well suited for this role?
Well, he started with a degree in aviation technology, trained as a commercial pilot, then joined Bay Systems as a procurement graduate.
Wow, that is so cool. So he actually brings real-world flying experience to his research.
Exactly. His pilot training exposed him to studying past aviation incidents, which sparked his interest in how human behavior affects outcomes.
I see. So his current work focuses on making aircraft a seamless extension of the pilot.
Yes, he's researching technologies to integrate into cockpits that will make pilot tasks more intuitive without overwhelming them.
What kind of technologies are they testing?
They're using psychophysiological monitoring like galvanic skin response, heart rate, respiration, eye tracking, and EEG for brain activity.
That's fascinating. How are these measurements being applied?
The team is integrating these monitoring technologies into pilot clothing and equipment to create more intuitive interfaces.
And how are they analyzing this data?
They're working with Dr. Yashar Mashfeghi from the University of Strathclyde to develop machine learning algorithms.
That's quite a big claim, right? Personalizing algorithms to individual pilots.
Yes, they found personalized algorithms give better results, especially with EEG data showing unique patterns per individual.
What are the practical applications of this research?
While much of Andrew's focus is on the Tempest program, these technologies could also improve training programs.
How exactly could that help with training?
By analyzing objective workload data, they can identify where pilots need further development.
That makes perfect sense. Are there other potential uses beyond military aviation?
Definitely, the research into human performance and workload monitoring could have applications in commercial aviation and even other industries.
What's next for Andrew and his team?
They'll continue refining these technologies and exploring new applications for the data they collect.
Thanks, Daniel. That's a great overview of Andrew Batty's work at Bay Systems.
It's been fascinating to learn about how psychology and engineering are coming together to enhance pilot performance.
And there you have it, folks. That's the latest from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance. Tune in next time for more aerospace insights.
Until then, keep your eyes on the skies.